One thing is going to take us far afield, not exactly far afield. I'm very troubled by the tats. I can't get past it in terms of the yarmulke, in terms of that issue. So that is exactly what this is all about, but I'm not going to get to this right away. It will probably be the next 3 days. I suspect we're going to examine the truth of the Ma'arik carefully. Now, to get that Ma'arik for me was no simple matter. Through Hebrew books, you would, 2 seconds you would have it. I had to go through all kinds of chaverim until it came to me. And this is what they sent me, as you can see, the truth of Ma'arik. And then I went underlining this. This is in the wee hours of the morning. Since I have no technology skills, that's another one of my medichisronos, which often can be a literal aids. Okay, but I just wanted to first, before I do anything, we saw yesterday the halacha of not walking down arms with Gili Rosh. The Mishabruah here quoted the Taz that it's an Isur Gomor Lios be Gili Rosh, Akil Yoshi Beveso, and the Chukosem Lo Selecho, it's also Mishum Tzlius, and the like. Others say it's a Midas Chasidus. So now I want to first read a tshuva that I saw yesterday of Hagoyen HaMashiach Feinstein. I wasn't able to, I would have Xeroxed it for you, except my machine has no longer any ink. All these pragmatic problems. Rav Moshe, I want to read the tshuva that he has on this matter. I'll just more or less summarize it for you. He's talking about someone who is in the process of obtaining a apparently very significant position. We're talking about profession. Someone was about to meet with someone, and they told him, "Shomrim lo sheitzarek shom lo rid kavomi al arosh v'leishav gilu arosh v'lo kipa shekorin yarmulke." He cannot wear a yarmulke in that position that is going to be employed. Shem yilbashem kipa lo yikabul la avodasha. They won't accept him. They won't take him for that position. V'mishtan lavur omer sheiyeh hezek gamlo al zeh sheishtadel lavur adam kazeh. And now the person who's going out of his way to act as a, as we call it in Kiddushin, the term Zerutafira, someone who's the middleman trying to obtain the position for him, said, "You're going to put me also in a very difficult position." This is, these are the tenoyim, these are the conditions. V'utzarech lamisa l'panasato shom b'Denver. Denver, Dalet, Ayin, Nun, Ayin, Vav, Ayin, Resh. A lot of Ayins. But Agoyin Arush finds that's all. I love that aspect of it. Shalomotzi lasig mitzvah eitzel inchi shalakpino zeh mutar. Hanir lefi ani yizdaite. I skipped half the question. De mutar. It is permissible to work there without a kippah, without a yarmulke. The holodina b'gemara, the rov hashitas, according to rov hashitas, ab gidu harosh, lelech b'shuk, rak midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus. We saw the gemara that the Mishnah Berurah quoted from Shabbos and Kedushin, that to promote Yirah Shamayim. There's no question that Emsa Nishmaya, Mishnah Berurah said, we got to be mechanech on children, but Moshe Feinstein, that's all right. Abel kezu, shekol adam tzarech nisnag b'midas chasidus. Of course, this is a midas chasidus that one should obviously adapt to, and one should adapt for himself. Because the Magen Avraham, Sina Tzadigal, Beherech Machtza Shekel, Mashal B'tshuva, I quoted to you the Mashal, that contends that, that was mentioned the other day, a reform, a conservative rabbi uses this Mashal B'chatzila, Mashal says that only Tachas Kippas HaShamayim is an obligation to wear a kippah, but if you're under a roof, under a god, there's no need for it, and so he took this Mashal, there's no need to wear a kippah, and that's where my Rebbe Avraham Chassid Zatzal called him Abadit, this particular rabbi. Just distorted the whole tshuva and just went ahead and extrapolated from it. He does that in his tshuvas, this fellow. They're published in English. Tshuva's a reformed rabbi. He was a rabbi, in, only you would probably know who it is, in Buffalo, New York. Anyway, Bikitzer, Rav Moshe goes on to say, that the Avla Haskin Shem Shemayim Gili Arosh, of course, we saw that in Tzadik Aleph, that we mentioned yesterday, we discussed the Stira, why the Mechaber mentions it twice. Mentions it here at Simon Beis and again in Simon Tzadigal. We pointed out chilukim between the two dinim. Rav Moshe refers to that halacha and Otzimus Hadeshen. And anyway, Shalachin, Avshe Kevon. And even that is not necessarily the Ikar Adin. Namely, Lahaskir, Shem Shamayim, the Gilu Rosh, Rav Moshe says, not the Ikar Adin. And therefore, he says, Lachin, Avshe Kevon, Shikrai, Nigu Zeb, Chol Yisrael, the meaning of Chol Yisrael is to wear a kippah, wear a yarmulke. Lo goram imin hogi yisrael kadoshim uvadai lo odif maisem mamish to lehefsid godo enu mechuyov. If it's going to be a sustained or major loss, namely the panasa, position, the job, the onus mamon who onus the god mitzaseh, and he quotes the Gemara as the Dinah Meshachonah, Hotav Resh Nudvav, Yosef Mechomesh, Ein Tzorech Levazis Al Mitzvah. The Gemara says that Al Yavazis on the Mitzvah Mechomesh, Rav Chaim has an Amas Chesed, under very particular circumstances, you can spend more than a Chomesh. But basically, the Chomesh is the top, and you don't have to go more than that. And this is obviously, clearly, a situation, you're going to lose your panos, it's much more than a Chomesh. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes Halacha, that Kol Shekein Begidur Aroch She'enu Asei De Torah, we're not talking about a mitzvah Asei Min HaTorah, V'yavlo Asei De Rabbanu, Ela Minog Tov. It's a good minog. It's a minog of Chassidus that Klal Yisrael should undoubtedly integrate into their lives. She'onis Mamon Hu Ones, V'asogas Mitzvah Shulu Parnassos, the Parnassos who has to go to Yosef Afil Mechayim Hashem Mechuyov. And then he goes on to say, Abul Shitas HaTa'ashor, but the Taz is the problem, because the Taz says, there's an Issa Daraisa, Luchu Koseim Lo Se Lechu, Shulchot Ga'akum, Shem Kein, Ulav. According to the Taz, it's not just a mitzvah say, it's not a Daraisa, it's not a Darabonon, but it's a Lav. Sha'ainis Mamon Eino Aines. The halacha is in Yerodea that not to be every Lav, you have to spend Kolhom Beso. Every shekel, every last penny you have to spend in order not to violate a lot. That's what we pass in the halacha. So according to the Taz, that it's a Lav, there's a problem. What do I do? Even though the Taz, many are cholik on him, and clearly the Rov Deos do not subscribe to the position of the Taz, the Taz is the Taz, and it's a Tam Godo. But he says again, you can be samech on the other poskim, and Rov poskim. Why are they doing this? Why are they insisting no wear a kippah, no wear a yarmulke? Not because of Hussein, they'll say Lechu, that's not their interest. They want everyone to be, shall we say, on the same page, or whatever other cultural kind of time that they want. Shekar b'chutz lelech v'lo kova. Tekev sheboyim l'bayis cholzim akovim malbishim ayamaka. If came vada b'shvil zeh gam anochim ben hochim b'kovoi. Shecham gam b'chutz. They also don't walk around with hats. V'ak shekar b'chutz mukoch lelech v'kova b'chutz sheboyim l'bayisa poshin akovoim. They take off their hats. And they do whatever is seasonal. Whatever, shall we say, is a function of the weather. They came in shehein, enon tzuchim lelech v'kisi arosh, yoshim b'gini arosh. So they don't have to now cover the head inside an office because it's more comfortable without it. There's no chok involved over here. It's a question of what's comfortable, what's not comfortable. And as a result, the Meshach Paskins, you can go and take the position without a yarmulke. This is Or HaChaim in Igros Moshe, Simon Beis. And the title is Tavshin Lamed Dalet, which is 1974. In Mutalel, Megillah, Rosh, and Tzorah Panasasa, the very famous tshuva. Again, the reason why they don't wear hats because it's, again, it's something which is a question of convenience, and it's not an issue of cult. There's no cult that's involved here whatsoever. And Ibn Aloch is a very famous tshuva and a very important tshuva because it really goes a long way to addressing the issue, and the issue of the Taz, which is the issue I want to address right now, that may take us a while, several days. So I spent many, many hours, all the other hours I wasn't involved in the other matter, I spent examining this this Taz, and the reason why I examined the Taz is because the Shubha, the Marik, is the critical. I just wanted to review what I said yesterday. I mentioned yesterday, and we have the sheets over here, I mentioned yesterday the Psukim in Chumash, Pashas, Acharemos, and I pointed out that there are two psukim. One, the Torah speaks about Masa Eretz Mitzrayim. One speaks about Masa Eretz Kenan. I went looking at the psukim yesterday. And then there's a pasuk in the Shvat Tasu, Hukosai Tishmur Lachas Bayam Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And we mentioned, we discussed what Chok is and what Mishpat is. We asked about the kfelos in the pasuk, and initially the Torah speaks about Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan, the certain hanhogas that they had over there in those countries, that we should disabuse ourselves of those hanhogas. They're not hanhogas that we should follow, so we should not follow their hanhogas klokalot. And Rashi explains over there that we're talking specifically about Mitzrayim Kenan. That's what Rashi writes over there in Parshas Chamimos, because Mikukolim Mikolim Umos, their Hanhogas were apparently beneath contempt and above all the other nations of the world. And then we also mention that the Torah goes on after that and says, the Lashon, as I pointed out, as Mishpatai Tasu V'esulkosai Tishmu L'lachis Bayam Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So there we mention that there's now another issue. The Torah apparently, first of all, does not want us to in any way simulate the culture, the mores, the hanhogas of the Umas Olam, but the pasuk, as I said, we were dying in the psukim, the pasuk does not say lo tasu, v'chukosem lo se lechus. So that's the Rambam here. Take a look in Perek Yedal, because of the Zohar, we read actually the Rambam, but we didn't read it inside, and the Marik is going to be open at this Rambam very, very carefully. Look at Lashon Rambam, you have in front of you, Perek Yedal, Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, Ein hochim v'chukos v'ov dikachob, v'lo midamnim lahem. In front of you, you got a copy? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, sorry. Lo b'seyar, not in their clothing style, nor in their hairstyle. Not following the chukos akum. V'nemar u'mechukoseyem lo seylechol. V'nemar yishom alocha pentinokei shachareyem. If you recall, I cited the Ramban yesterday in the context of this third pasuk that the Rambam quotes. Namely, the Ramban says that even by Avodas Hashem there's an Isur. Means the Ramban understood this pasuk because if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, which maybe we'll read, it's a little bit smaller Kesef Mishnah, but he says that what is the Rambam asuring? Malbush ha-miyuchadahem. Only Malbushim that are miyuchadim to them. And the reason why we don't dress the way they do, Mishum Tzniyas, or because of some other reason. That since these are distinctive clothing, attire worn by non-Jews, worn by Goyim, and we don't wear them because we are Jewish. So if we do wear them, then it appears as if we are acknowledging and somehow we are going to follow their cultural mores. But however, if it's not a Malbush HaMiyuchad, so then there's no issue. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. And it's not that whatever a non-Jew does, I'm not allowed to do. There's no such thing. But rather, the Isur is Lehidamas LeGoyim, it means if I go on to imitate their mores, their culture, that's where the Isur is. And the Ramban extends this pasuk that the Ramban quotes here, Hisham al-Khaf Patinoki Shachareyem, because it says over there in the Chumash that Hisham al-Khaf, I should bring the Chumash, Patinoki Shachareyem, Bahari Hisham Dom Yipanecho, Fentidrosh Elohim, Leimor, Echo Yadu Agoyim Elos Elohim, Esa Ken Gamoni, what I told you yesterday, a Rebbe of mine called Mitunyaks. The way they do, that's the way I should do. So the Ramban, Tarashi explains based on the Gemara Sanhedrin that the Kavanah Pasi means to be Oibid Abadazor Abadach Abidosa. That's what Rashi learns. But the Ramban is Doichad Abshah. No, the Torah is not talking about Abadazor. Because the Torah says, In Pentidrosh, Lelohem, Lemor, Echel, Yabdu, Agoyim, Eilus, Elohim, Yasa, Ken, Gamoni. In my Abadosh Hashem. The way I worship Hashem is Barach, that's the way the Ramban interprets that Pasi. Yasa, Ken, Gamoni is a reference to Abadosh Hashem. I know someone who wants to be Eved Hashem the way the Goyim are Eved Abed Azara, so that's what the Torah tells us, that do not engage in that kind of chikui, in that kind of imitation. That's absolutely unacceptable. We have to have our own unique approach, etc., etc. So now look again in the Rambam, and this is the Rambam we're going to discuss. So the Rambam goes on after he says this first section about not being midamelohem, lo b'malbush, lo b'seyar. V'nemar, he quotes his three psukim. Hakol b'inyan echad. All the psukim have a common denominator. Mazir, shelo yidamelohem. We don't in any way attempt to simulate the mores, the culture, the practices of the goyim. Eloi yad Yisrael moved on mehem. V'yadua b'malbusho u'bishar masa. We should be distinct in the way we dress, and in general, in all of our activities, the way we behave. We should be, in effect, have a unique kind of approach. An approach that doesn't in any way simulate that of the non-Jewish world. The Rambam goes on to say, "L'chein omer v'abdil aschem min amim, lo yilbash b'malbush hamiyuchad lahem." It's a very critical language. The Marik is going to go to town on this language. Don't dress in the specific, unique, distinctive style they have. V'lo yigadel tzitzis roshon kemo tzitzis roshom. V'lo yigalech min atzdodin. Isn't that called the Mohawk? I mentioned yesterday, I believe that I didn't have a chance to check out all the different hairdos and hairstyles, but I believe that's the mohawk. I've had in my experience in Chinuch a number of times, a fair number of times, people who came with that kind of a hairstyle to different yeshivas that I was associated with. And the question is what to do with them. Whether you should immediately tell them to take a haircut, and they would be obviously immediately alienated from everything that we have to say to them. They will listen to anything. Or should we take a more temperate and lot kind of approach, which is generally the approach that I always take.
A chilled out approach.
Chilled out approach, and that is the approach that has worked 99% of the time. There were one or two situations where it did not work, and then we had to go ahead and part company with said personalities. But in general, over the years, over the decades, that's what we've done, and that's what I've done anyway. And I find that approach is generally, Baruch Hashem, a functional approach and one that's successful. So the Rambam goes on to say, describing the different types of hairdos, V'leigalech min atzdod v'yaniach asav v'yemzeg moshe einosim z'anikra bluris. The Shabura calls this bluris and hechus filin. People come with chups right in the front. And the question is, what are the parameters of this chup that would constitute a chatzitza regarding tefillin? Not so poshut, not so simple. That also needs attention. And he goes on, I'm going to read two other halachas right now because the Maharik is going to refer to them. And I didn't discuss this yesterday. Halacha Beis. Akum Shoyim Mistapim Yisrael. I'm not discussing that halacha, it's not relevant to you, but Gimel is relevant. Yisrael, Shayakar of the Malchus. Let's say a Jew. We've had in our history, obviously, a fair number of such individuals who are Krov of the Malchus. You see all over Shas, in Chazal. Ramban, actually, in Vayishlach, has a discussion about this. There's a famous Ramban. Yaakov prepared himself, the Dorom, the Tefillah, the Melchama. Rashi quotes from Chazal. The Rabban actually elaborates on this. The Rabban refers to a number of Gemaras in Shas, where Chazal, we see they had connection with the different empires that they lived in. They had no choice. They had to have ombudsmen who'd be able to somehow travel to Rome and to deal with the Roman government in order to try to intercede on behalf of the Jewish people. Shtadlanim, as they called it throughout our history. We've had many, many shtadlanim. Rabbi Wein Shlita, in his coffee table books that were given to me as a matana to be read on my coffee table, apparently. So I have all four volumes, and I actually read all four of them, and they're outstanding. But he has a fair amount of discussion. His history works are not really so much historical in nature because that's not his interest. There are many of history books we don't. Rabbi Wein felt he didn't have what to contribute there, or I'm sure he did, but. He felt that should not be the focus of his historical coffee table works. So what should be the focus of them? Different kufas in Jewish history, great personalities in the Torah world, in the non-Torah world, who helped us, political figures, people who contributed in many, many different ways to Klal Yisrael throughout history, and the svarim, and the tomes they wrote, and the literature they produced, and the philosophic positions they took, an absolutely wondrous work. Even though it says coffee table, I'm not sure what that means. You have to, it's ma'akev if you don't have coffee when you read these works, or
it doesn't mean you can't fit it in a shelf so easily.
That is correct. They're very large tomes, but they're also written in large letters. Exactly. Kivegi says in Akdama to his Trubis that that's how you should publish svarim that are bahiru barur, so people can actually read them intelligently. Okay, so back to the Ramban. So the Ramban points out that. They would send representatives to the different governments that we lived in different countries, and we always had shtadlanim, people who were, Baruch Hashem, who had influence with the government, who were able to use that influence in a positive way on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Those are wonderful shtadlanim, and sometimes in order to be a shtadlan, mutzlach, you have to go and dress the part, and you have to play that role. So that's what the Rambam here is referring to. In Halacha Gimel, Yisrael Shayakar of the Malchus, Vitzarch Leshe, Vitnei Malchayim, Vayelo Gnai, Vifishalo, Yidam Elohim. So I have to look the part, I have to play the role. So what do? Hari Zemut, the Lilbo Shemabushayim, Ula Galea, Kineged Panu, Kineged Shein Osim. You take a haircut the way they have their haircuts, and you dress the way they dress, as my father Shom used to put it. I call Kibinig Amidina, when in Rome, light Roman candles. So therefore, you have to simply follow the particular mores of that particular zeitgeist, of that particular locus that you're in, because you want to have the influence, and we'll see, this is not a simple matter from Al-Pi Halacha. Why is it not a violation of B'chuk Hosein Lo Se Leichel? Of course, the answer is because my interest is not B'chuk Hosein Te Leichel. My interest is simply to save Klal Yisrael. Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. And Hatzolos Klal Yisrael overrides, unquestionably, as the Gemara says, in reference to Ephraim, Esther. Well, Esther, the Gemara asked Akasha, Fa'es Yahavi, how could you go ahead in the Sugya Behar Vayavar? And the answer is, the Ramban writes within Luchamis, Hatzolos Klal Yisrael was at stake. And when Hatzolos Klal Yisrael is at stake, that's an overriding factor. So, Aras Soloveitchik mentioned that, and this is what the Ramban refers to in the Chumash, as I just mentioned a moment ago, about Shtad Lanim, who would work on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And we see them in Chazal, in the Gemara, in Shas, a number of times. So he mentioned, if you recall, that when Menachem Begin was the Rosh Hashanah, was the Prime Minister, before he made the agreement with Sadat, the peace agreement, which actually, from what I gather, Adayin is still operative, Adayin Kayab, even though maybe whatever they used to call it in my days, the Cold War. And so a cold kind of peace, if you will, but at least there's peace, Baruch Hashem, there's no bloodshed, and there's we haven't had a battle with them. So before that happened, Menachem Begin met with Gedolei Yisrael. He met with several Gedolei Yisrael. He met in the apartment of Agoyin Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Lower East Side. He came to the Lower East Side, Menachem Begin, came to New York, and he felt that it was only Bakovedik. He had a really, I would say, an extraordinary Rosh Memshalah. In that sense, he had clearly, I think he was a Shemitah of Mitzvahs. That's what I understood. But he had a Masira because he grew up in Brisk. And he had a Shaychus to the family, to the Soloveitchik family, and to Briskarov. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he may have been the Masada Kedusha, Briskarov and his Chasana. You know, he was a member, again, of the Irgun, Tzvi Lumi, and Lechi, all kinds of underground movements that were involved in trying to build the country over here, and engage in all kinds of, quote-unquote, different types of means in order to do that, to achieve that. But whatever the case may be, so at the end, they met in Rav Moshe Feinstein's apartment, and the Gedolei Yisrael were present there. I understood her, Rav Rudiman Zatzal, Rav Shimon Yisrael, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Gedolei Hador, Rav Yaakov Kavaleski Zatzal, Rav Putna Zatzal. There were a number of Gedolei Yisrael that met with Begin, and essentially what they told him was that he should learn that parsha in Chumash carefully before he goes to be with Sadat. And that's where Chazal had this Maser, had this Kabbalah, that you have to examine Yaakov Avinu, his strategies and his methodologies and the ploys that he utilized, his stratagems, in order to be able to engage in any kind of dialogue with the Musa'ilam, and that's what they advised him. And then he met separately with Rav Soloveitchik, because Rav Soloveitchik was in Boston. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I will go to you, because the Pasuk says, V'yardu kol abadecha ele elai, in terms of power of Melech Mitzrayim, Rashi quotes in the Chumash, and I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik held, he had a Din Melech, but certainly he was the Prime Minister and was deserving of Kavod, Prime Minister of the State of Israel, and therefore Rav Soloveitchik felt he should go to him. At the end, he took a plane to Boston and appeared in Rav Soloveitchik's house, and that's also, Rav Soloveitchik told him the same thing that the other Gedolei Yisrael told him as well, he should study this Parsha in order that he should be able to prepare for the meeting with Anwar Sadat before that treaty was actually came to the fore. Okay, so all this is simply an introduction to the Ma'arik that we're going to examine. I apologize for the small print. I have no other way of presenting this material, but I hope you'll bear with me. I underline the relevant sections, as you can see, and I'll just start with the Ma'arik, and hopefully we'll continue probably tomorrow, maybe even Friday, and we'll try to encompass the sugya of the Chukasem Lo Seleichel. The Ma'arik lays down at the very beginning, you see the bottom line, or the bottom lines, Lofian Yizdaiti Nireh, Dava Poshet, Dololesa Mishim Chok, Elok, Echad Mishnei Chalokim. There are two situations where you have an Isur Chukasem Lo Seleichel. Well, Echad, says the Ma'arik, Hu Adabar, Asha Ein Taim Om Digle, Kinemashu Lashon Chok. So you don't have a clear rationale, there's no clear reason. And he quotes actually Rashi in his Parsha in Kedoshim, Chukim Elu Gzeru Shemelach Shein Lehem Tam Ledovar. That's where the Chok is. Then he quotes the Ramban on the next side of the page, if you can see over here, that the Ramban goes on and describes HaChokim Gzeru Shemelach Ashiyachu b'malchusa v'lishi yigal t'vel slahem. Harbei shehushu shnein. The b'lashin chok mashva davar ashetamu nela. We don't know what the reason is. El shemashi tafas b'lshono keilu ein botam klal. Lo nista v'lo nigla. Rashi said, there's no basis for what they're doing. It's simply without any rhyme or reason. But Ramban, chalak alav, Ramban does not agree with the Rashi's position. And then you decide to be nimshach achareim and modelem din lo kein. The Marik says, why would you do something that has no rhyme or reason? There's no basis in absolutely no fundamental reasoning or rationale behind it. The very famous, take a look at the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara actually has that this is found actually in the Emet Perek Bamei Isha. The Gemara there has a whole list of items, and it's also found in the Tesefta. That's what he quotes here, the Marik next. And this is what the Smag refers to. Chazal had a Kabbalah regarding Darche Ha'akum, Darche Ha'amori, Chukosem Lo'seleichu. And so he writes here, I looked in the Tesefta, this is about line number 8 or 9. V'shom yadi v'tesefta v'shabas lo tinsot shem afilo echad shelo yanicho shadava tema shelo yivada tambo. And that's basically all the things that I mentioned over there are either having to do with nichush, where the pasuk says in Shektim leisanachshu leisaneinu, the pasha Shektim in Dvarim, and tells you, daki agoyim eile el ma'im nem yal kaisin nishmo v'yato lo chayin las alach Hashem alokecha nov yimikir b'cha me'achecha garoni Elo tishmo. We should listen to a Navi and not to all these menachashim, ma'inanim, mechashrin, necromancers, and all kinds of other soothsayers and who knows what. They ask me all the time, Arav, can I go to a seance? I don't even know what it is. What do they do over there in these seances?
Connect with the dead.
In that context, the Torah says with Darish al Abesin. So the Achreinim have a field day with Darish al Abesin, because we know the Gemara in Seita, I think Alam Adala, the Gemara said that Kole ben Yifune, Pasha Shlach, Olach Lishtatech, he went to Hebron, Lishtatech al Kibri Abbas, but the Rav Sukhodzinski has a Sefer Navelos, two volumes, a fantastic two-volume Sefer, he collects everything, and there he has a chapter on this issue of Darish al Abesin. He points out, they're not davening to the Meschas Rishol. You're davening in the Mokum Kodesh. A Beis HaKvaros is the Mokum Kodesh. People go on Rosh Hashanah, people go on Tisha B'Av, says Rosh Hashanah like that. You go to Bat HaKvaros. Erev Rosh Hashanah, people go to Bat HaKvaros. You're not davening to the Meis, but you're davening either in the Mokum Kodesh, and davening in the Mokum Kodesh like going to a Shul, the Mokum Kodesh, and therefore davening in the Mokum, even a Rachva. Maybe this became a din of a Rachva, Shabbos HaKnesset over here, in the course of the last number of months. I told him several months ago, Rabbi Branfeld Shlita, you can attest to it that they should, it's a minyan kavua, and they should say, Mogen Amos Midvaro, Chayvesen Bavaro. I thought, by the way, the second week I told them that, many, many months ago. And there's a machlokes about it, but in Pashtus like that, and unquestionably a minyan kavua, which may become more kavua soon, I hope not, but anyway, given the chaos that's taking place over here, I love that Hebrew word, chaos. So Darish al Amesim, again, is mentioned in the context of those psukim in Pasha Shoftim. But Mefarshim will point out, that's what Tkachinsky brings from many poskim, that we're not diving to the mess, that would be awesome. But what we're doing is we're asking that the schusim of the mess of the great tzaddikim who are buried over here should be down to our credit. And people go to do this. So he points out, the Marik over here in the Tesefta and Shabbos, they're all involved with Nichosh, or Dabar Tema Shalom. Yivada Tamok, also Shemaybi Atal Mesot Perek Bameisha. The Gemara has at the end of Bameisha, the end of that Perek in Shabbos, all kinds of, wow, what a collection of items. And he says, Shemem lo tam lo svara, v'kulam dover nocho shadover tema. So number one, dover shein tamo nigle, something that has no rhyme or reason. And the one who does it, again, why does he do it? Because he wants to ape. That's a parlance. He wants to simulate, to emulate that which the non-Jews do. That is something which is problematic, absolutely. Why would you do it for? Unless you decide to be a mitundi, as I called it earlier. And then he goes on, Vinyan Hasheni. He says over here, take a look, and I don't know if you can see the Inyan Hasheni. It's about 20 lines down. Vinyan Hasheni, Leishasam, Shulchu, Bisagoyim. What's the Inyan Hasheni? The Fian Niska, the Fian Nezdad, you are Dava Sheshai, but neither Pritzos, Gederat Sneus. He's telling me that, in effect, hasn't it an element of Pritzos, a violation of the basic canons of Sneus? And he says, Yinagu Bogoyim, Gamze Osir. Vim halacha kitana de brisa, the sifrei de tanish al tomar. Hold the yitzin be'argoma. Oh, this is the brisa that the Gemara quotes. Since this fellow goes out in crimson, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Havdil, when I lived in Providence, Rhode Island, so I lived near Brown University many years ago. At Brown University, on Shabbos morning, they had the football games against the crimson, Harvard. I mean, these are mamish gedolei hador. This is like an avodah zarah, shein kamo. Pashut, I don't know how to describe it. They come there, zrizin makdimin. They're there 5 in the morning because there's no parking. And the cars were parked right outside the entire Department of Hebrew Day School, the New England Academy of Torah, where I taught. I was a Rebbe decades ago. And then they had breakfast and barbecues. It's an entire avodah. And it's a ganze tog. It goes till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It includes the game and the post-game show and all the analysis, all the lumbus that follows upon the heels of everything, etc., etc. Wow, what a mahalach. So anyway, so he writes over here that whatever involves pritzos, ze'osur, and he goes on to explain in that particular section that these are the two ekronot, the Marik says. This is how he begins the tshuva. The two ekronot are number one, davar she'ein tam on digle, and number two, davar she'esh bo tzar pritzos. I told you the other day, Tais Abed Azar, that Fidel says the third, if it's L'shem Abed Azar, that's for sure. But he's now adding these two additional points that are found also in Taisin, by the Taisin of Rishayin, but he's going to elaborate on this matter by Richos. So to L'shem, this Marik, it sounds like that even though it's a chog without any higayon, he's going to point out that the Marik's going to say, and his lashon, if you saw on top here in the very beginning, in the second line, the imlokin loma yasek kidvar matumuma eile. If something is tamua, so then there's no reason why you should do it. It has absolutely no basis, no rationale. Mashma, if there is a higoyon, if there is some rationale for doing it, it's mutter. That's the pashtus of the Marik. This happens to be against the Ran. The Ran, I didn't Xerox everything, but the Ran says that no. The Ran assumes that even though the goyim do something which has no time at all, and even though to us it may very well be something which is maaseh goni, but the halach is there's no heter to do that whatsoever. That's what the Ran says. And the Marik says la halacha, not correct. He says la halacha, if something has a tam hegoni, there's some rationale for it, even though essentially for them there's doing it without tam. So the Marik felt that's not considered to be chukas akam. No, the kavon of the goy lo mishaneh klal. The fact that they have a kavanah in one direction is irrelevant. That doesn't have an effect on me. And the din is mistabri, according to what the Marik writes, that since the person, again, I'm doing it, let's say, l'shem kovin, or I don't know, some other time. And this is exactly what the Rambam that I just read to you a moment ago said. The Rambam Paskin there, as we just saw, where is this Lashon Rambam again? Here. That Yisrael Shoyakar of the Malchus, is Perkin Al Halacha Gimel, the first page. Ritzorach Leshem of the Malchayim, Vailo Gnai. If I don't look the way they look, I won't be able to do that which I have to do for Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says that is not considered to be a violation of Chukas Ha'Evel Sedeicho. I'm not doing it because of Chukas Ha'akon. I'm doing it for a very good reason. And the Kesef Mishnah that I did not read, he quotes the Gemara in Perek Ruva, the Gemara in Pe Gimel, in Perek Egel Arufa, the Gemara in Seyit in Pe Tes, about Avtulis Ben Ruve. He tirulo the Saper Kumi. He apparently took this funny haircut, a haircut that made him very look similar to the non-Jewish world. The Shekor of the Malchus Ha'ya. Umishom Lamed Rabbeinu, says the Kesef Mishnah, from there the Rambam learned, Lahatia Malbushe, because she knew, Vio, the Ashkech of Viyah, Tulus by Rubin, Hayim Misnake, Shu Yehudi, Kidisa, the Mila, I then came, he tell us Israel, Vada, I should know you, Malbushe, you showed yourself, he came, no, you make him yourself. They thought he was one of them. He was apparently so, how shall we put it, masqueraded as one of them, disguised as one of them, and that's why they accepted him. And he came to intercede for Klal Yisrael. And had he not done that, he would not have succeeded. There's no way he could have been successful. They thought he was one of them, and yet he's promoting the positions of Kal Yisrael. And on that answer, the Kesef Mishneh asked the Kasha, which I'll just mention, and with that we'll end. Kesef Mishneh asked the Kasha, Kevin Shekas Rabbeinu Shalok Al Kol Echad Ve'Elu, how did Chazal do this? What's the heter? What's the heter to be matir because someone is called the Malchus? That's a heter to violate a law? We're talking about the salvation of the Jewish people. Pikuach nefesh. Ushe Yisrael and Omni with Nehem Elohim, Hei Matzilim Es Yisrael, says the Kesef Mishneh, Aves and Karo. We are saving Klal Yisrael. And then he gives you a number of other examples that are found in Shas. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Davayin Vav, he quotes the Gemara that David HaMelech had 400 children, and they were Mistaprim Kumi, Megadlim Bluris. They had this very unusual kind of haircut, similar to that of the non-Jewish world. Nami Hatzolos Klal Yisrael Havu. Because this way they're able to go ahead and destroy their enemies. Inami Shatara, and then he says one more thing, which the Beis quotes, Shatara lo pirta dava lo amra v'chukosem lo selechu, the Torah says v'chukosem lo selechu, which is a very general kind of statement, u'masa hadava l'chachamim, and Chazal decide to define what's considered to be within the gedda v'chukosem lo selechu v'nasimu t'chalamoi. Chalamoi, that machlokes of Rishayim, is it asim in Hatara, asim in Abana to do work in Chalamoi, but Masur HaKasach HaKham, the Gemara says. Chazal define, yes, what no, what's permissible, what's not permissible here also. They wrote, Shein Ligzor ala Kredin Malchus. So again, I said, that's what the Kesef Mishneh writes, and they say, also quotes this in Yerodea, in Kufa in Ches, but according to the Ma'arik over here, that the Isur is only relevant if I do it, Lehidamot Lahem. Lo the Te'elet Yedua. If I do it for a clear reason, so then the Isur B'chlal is not applicable. And that's essentially what the Ma'arik is saying, that if it's done l'lotam, they do it l'lotam, but we have a reason for it, or we have Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, as the Kesef Mishneh said, it's something that's done to Te'elos Am Yisrael. I'll just summarize it with the Lashon of the Bach. The Bach says, Avol mi she'ein daito l'hizdam aslam el shetzorach l'ilbosh kemal b'shem, l'hizdam aslam kede shaluyeh lo g'nayim lo yidam alahem, dov azeh lo osra Torah. The Torah did not ask for that. V'ochi mash l'lashon Rambam, and that's the basis for the Heter. So this is a very important yisod that the Ma'arik actually lays down. But I want to continue, if you don't mind, we nether maybe for another day or so, because it's a very classic tshuva. I don't know if it's possible to somehow make the Ma'arik larger.
Yeah, I'll look on.
You know what the Pella is? I own the Sefer Ma'arik. So last night, I went looking, I found the Ma'arik, which I haven't used in a long time. I opened up my sefer, and guess what? Pei Ches, this tshuva is missing. And it's not that it's a page is missing, no. The pages go in order, and Dafka Pei Ches is not there. I flipped out.
It's a blank?
I'll look on Bar Ilan, I'm sure
blank
it's on
Bar Ilan. A blank page?
No. Pei Zion, and goes to Pei Tes.
Maybe Safari also.
I'm sure I have Barlon. I'll
okay, if you have a chance,